Okay, this is for the cash man from the 323 area code. They want to know, how does it work when someone sells something like a gold bracelet for the gold? I know there's a gold market price that changes and varies, and yeah, it's way up right now. So they want to know, does it matter where I sell my gold? Would prices vary among businesses? And do I have to pay taxes on the money I receive from my gold? So let's start with the first one. Does it matter where you sell your gold?
Absolutely.
Why?
Every business is going to run it different than another one. There's not a universal pay that someone pays. Again, we've been around for over 30 years. We pay top dollar. We always have. That's why we've been around for as long as we have. We base, you know, everything off fair market value based on what the item is. So even within a gold bracelet, if you remember, you're going to have different varying carat values, 10 carat, 14, 18, all that's going to make a difference to the value and the price that you can, you know, would be able to receive for your item. And then the second question regarding as far as the taxes are concerned, officially, we cannot give any tax advice. That is, you know, left up for a tax professional to be able to properly answer that question. The only thing I can say is that we are not required by law to report anything to anyone specifically.
Right. And you're not saying break the law. You're just saying at the end of the transaction.
No.
Yeah. And at the end of the transaction, you don't have anything to do with, you don't have anything to do with the IRS. That's up to the individual to talk to their tax professional to figure out about capital gains and all that stuff.
Exactly. And I know, John, you would have people guide them to give them proper tax advice.
Oh, yeah. Stephen A. Leahy comes to mind. Others as well. Okay. From the 773, Brian the Cash Man. I love how our texters now know you as Brian the Cash Man at AmeriCash. This person has three pictures, very old, and they say they're framed foil art signed by Lionel Barrymore. I don't know if you know what that is or who that person is, but you often know a lot of those things.
Absolutely. Lionel Barrymore is a famous actor. So, you know, individual art, it depends on the piece itself. There's a lot extra more questions that would have to be answered before being able to give a concrete, you know, answer. Is this the original? Is this a numbered edition? You know, which version of this, you know, these items, you know, are they to determine the value? This is stuff, yes, I will be happy to look at it. Is it an actual hand signature on the piece? Is it something that's pre-printed on the item? Yeah, you know, as you can see, there's a lot of different questions that would go within that art genre of items.
You can't even give me a range, Brian, the cash man?
Oh, you know, again, if it's something that's a like essentially a poster, it could be $10. If it's an original, you know, it might be something that's, you know, $500, $600, $700.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Call in right now. Saw someone was calling on the line. I think we just missed them. So go ahead and call on back. What are people bringing in that interest you lately, Brian? Is it just a lot of gold? Or are you seeing any unique items lately?
We're definitely seeing a lot of gold, a lot of silver. You know, what's been interesting is we've been seeing a lot of silver bullion coming in. And it's so in the U.S., typically we see the American Silver Eagle. Fantastic item. Actually, it makes great Christmas presents too. But we've been getting in a lot of bullion silver coming from different countries. You know, stuff that's issued in, let's say, Australia or New Zealand, or it's being issued out of Mongolia or South Korea. It's some very unique stuff. You know, all the different British isles and different colonies, just some stuff that we don't typically always see has been coming in. So that's been really, really fascinating.
By the way, you can call or text Brian the Cash Man himself in his store at 630-969-9600. Let's go to line one and Jeff. Jeff, what do you have to show off to Mr. Brian?
Good evening. I've got a original Stanley tool set from the 1920s, numbered in a mahogany box, unused. Original Stanley tool.
Interesting.
And it's numbered.
Okay. Hey, Brian, what do you think?
Sounds like an incredible, fascinating item. It really does. But I'll be blunt. We just don't deal in tools.
Oh, okay.
But it sounds cool, Jeff.
I wish. It definitely sounds like a very fascinating, very interesting item. You know, would I be able to, you know, look into it, do some additional research? Absolutely. But as a general rule of thumb, we really do stray completely away from tools.
All right, Jeff. Well, you can always text him or give him a call, and he'll at least do some research for you. I know he's always helping to do that and guide you to someone that might be able to do it. Yeah, of course, Jeff.
All right.
Let's get Greg. Yep. All right. Let's get Greg on the line here. Go ahead, Greg. What do you have?
Hi. I have a big booklet of old Polish currency. The earliest is from like the late 1800s. Going through the early to like 1925.
Old Polish currency. Brian, what do you think? Yeah, we put Greg on hold there. Go ahead, Brian.
I would absolutely love to take a look at it and see it. You know, condition, of course, is being a number one factor. And just some food for thought. It may pertain with yours. It may not. And what a lot of people don't realize with a lot of foreign currency is that unlike the United States, where any piece of currency that we have produced for, you know, a medium of trade is still valid today. Foreign countries, however, do cancel and reissue new currency, making the previous versions unusable in their country.
But more valuable or less valuable?
So it makes it less valuable.
Okay. Because
they're no longer spendable in that country. You know, a lot of the countries are from the European Union, you know, a lot of their newer pieces that are no longer valid don't carry the value like it used to.
Yeah, we got to wrap this segment up. I'm sorry to do that. But Greg, thank you so much for the phone call. I appreciate that. Brian, didn't mean to cut you off there. I just want to make sure I got the phone number out there. 630-969-9600, or you can visit him at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. Brian, take care. We'll see you in a couple weeks, okay, bud?
All righty, John. Thank you so much.